We've just begun our new term of government. We will deliver what we set out in our election manifesto, and there are important tasks ahead of us. First, we will secure Singapore's place in this changed world. The world has always been a dangerous place, but it is getting worse. The changes are clear, from free trade to protectionism, from globalization to economic nationalism, from multilateralism to might is right. And these are not just passing storms. They are deep structural shifts, and they will affect the survival and success of small open economies like Singapore. For decades, our success rested on an open global economy. What does that mean? To put in simple terms, this is what happened. After the end of the Second World War, America and the West were prepared to outsource production to lower-cost countries in Asia. So you see, Japan led the way first. They industrialized and made remarkable progress in the 50s and 60s. Then the Asian tigers followed. The Asian tigers are Hong Kong, Taiwan, Korea, and Singapore. We followed similar paths to move up the value chain. And later, other Southeast Asian countries and China adopted the same model, industrializing rapidly and catching up with the rest of the world. And this model worked very well. It lifted hundreds of millions out of poverty and benefited all countries. In the West, the consumers enjoyed cheaper goods. In Asia, countries gained technology and know-how. Lives were improved, and countries around the region were transformed for the better. But now this model is under greater strain because the major powers are turning inwards. They want to rebuild their industrial bases. No more offshoring production. We want to have manufacturing back home in our own countries. They are restricting access to cutting-edge technologies. So the rules that enabled small countries like ours to prosper are now being rolled back. And we must find new ways to create relevance and opportunities for Singaporeans. We cannot afford to sit back and hope that things will somehow just fall in place. We must make things happen. And that's why we have been busy traveling, engaging, and building partnerships around the world. And this is not just the work of MFA. Vivian and his team are in the thick of it. But it's not just MFA's job. Every minister, every ministry will have to step up their international engagements. I too have to travel, and I'm spending time visiting and building relationships with my counterparts. Some of you might remember Mr. Lee Kuan Yew and what he did in 1964, when Singapore was still part of Malaysia. Mr. Lee led a mission to Africa. He visited 17 African capitals over 35 days. Imagine that, more than a month, to rally support for Malaysia at that time. And he built close links with the newly independent African nations who, like us, were finding their place in the world. And many of these friendships endure to this day. Of course, our context today is different. We are stronger, with deeper capabilities and greater resilience. But remember, we are still a small country with no natural resources. And in this changed world, we must redouble our efforts and work hard to stay relevant. And that's why we are expanding our diplomatic reach. And we will do more in regions like Latin America and Africa. In fact, later this month, I'll be traveling again, indeed to Africa, to South Africa for the G20 and to Ethiopia for a bilateral visit. I cannot match Mr. Lee's 35-day trip across Africa. But it's the start of more engagements with a vast continent, including setting up new diplomatic missions there. And we are also deepening ties with existing partners. In the past year alone, we have upgraded or launched 6 strategic partnerships: Vietnam, Korea, Australia, New Zealand, as well as France and Germany in Europe. These overseas efforts may seem rather abstract and remote to Singaporeans, but they matter deeply to our livelihoods and to our future, because they open real doors for our businesses to expand, for Singaporeans to have new opportunities, and importantly, for Singapore to secure the space we need to thrive in a more uncertain and contested world. So yes, comrades, Singapore is small, but we have agency, credibility, and we have friends who want to work with us. And we will harness these strengths to navigate this changed world and keep Singapore safe, secure, and successful. Our second priority is to keep our economy competitive and strong, so that Singaporeans can continue to have good jobs and better lives. We have built a strong reputation as a trusted business hub. CEOs and business leaders tell me, what makes Singapore stand out is our stability, our reliability, and our ability to deliver consistently. But we cannot rely on these strengths alone. The world is changing fast, and the challenges ahead are real and mounting. And as the global economy begins to fragment, companies are rewiring their supply chains, shifting trade routes, as well as flows of capital. We have to make sure that Singapore stays at the center of these new flows and not get bypassed by them. So amidst all these changes, new opportunities will emerge. But to seize them, we must be ready. Ready to question old assumptions, to refresh our thinking, and update our policies. We must dare to take risk, move quickly, and innovate boldly. We must be willing to experiment, fail sometimes, but importantly, learn and try again. Because this is the only way a small nation can thrive and flourish and stay exceptional. And that's why DPM GAN is leading an effort now with a team of younger office holders to chart a new blueprint for our economy. The team has been busy, and they have organized themselves to do this work systematically. There's Jeffrey Siow and Low Yen Ling working on global competitiveness. Jasmine Lau, Gohan Yen on technology and innovation. Alvin Tan and Dinesh Vasudesh on entrepreneurship. David Neo and Koh Poh Koon on human capital. Goh Pei Min and Desmond Chu on managing the impact of restructuring. So they have been hard at work, involving key industry leaders and union leaders in their deliberations. They aim to have their first set of recommendations ready by early next year. And I look forward to receiving them so that the government can give our response in Budget 2026. Restructuring and transformation is never easy. We must accept some downsizing and even retrenchments in some areas. This is not necessarily a sign of failure. It is part of the renewable cycle of a healthy and vibrant economy. There will be change. There will be some churn. Our job as a government is not to stop the change, but to help our people ride through it, to give them the skills, support, and confidence to seize new opportunities and ensure that no one is left behind. And that leads me to our third priority, to provide assurance and support to Singaporeans and to keep our society strong and united, to be that we first society that many speakers just now talked about. So we are reviewing our policies across all the key areas, especially in education, healthcare, housing, and retirement. In MOE and MND, we have new ministers, Desmond and Hong Tat. They have quickly mastered their new portfolios and they are hard at work reviewing our systems and studying how we can make them better.